as well.
Yes, we're continuing our study in about how do we come out of our ego, that only when we come out of the will to receive and are between us, each one comes out of himself and wants to be connected with the other, then each one of us doesn't pay attention to his self, but rather to what is between us. And there between us, we find the spiritual space. Where is spirituality? Outside of me. I am me, my ego, and outside of it, outside of my ego, there is the force of bestowal, the force of love. There the Creator is. There is the place where, that we call the upper world. And there is the purpose of creation, the purpose of our life. And this is where we have to reach. As much as we each time gradually rise above our ego, above myself, and get out outside of ourselves towards others, accordingly, we feel the upper world, the upper force. We feel what is outside of us, outside of myself, my ego. And this actually is what we have an opportunity for now, to move away from this virus, realize that it is what is rejecting us, pushing us away from our ego to get out of it, from myself outside. And here, it is actually the most correct and true medicine. Coming out of the ego is actually the solution to all problems. And this actually is what this remedy, this virus is. It's a remedy for our ego. This is why it comes, because it wants to show us how much we have to rise above our ego, our self, and connect with others. In that we find the right remedy, the right correction for our situation. So, let us try now to realize that running away from my egoistic self to between us, there between us is the spiritual world, there between us is the Creator. We don't understand what between us means. For the time being, it is some place that we don't even feel that it exists. So we need to nevertheless yearn for a connection between us. Then we will feel that the connection between me and you, between my ego and your ego, there is the upper world, the upper force, a domain, a dimension that is simply on a higher level than us, a higher dimension. And there we will find what is called the land of Israel. Eretz land, Ratzon, desire. And Israel is Yeshalkel. There we will be able to be aimed towards the Creator and feel Him. This is where He is. There is the next world, our spiritual, our eternal spiritual life. It's all there between us, in the connection between us. So, let us try to detect it, locate it, feel it, understand why love your friend as yourself is the sum total, the rule of all the corrections, and in love your friend.
To feel it, how to accomplish it.
Only if you pay attention more and more to where your will to receive is placed, and how you can start to work with it correctly. Only in such a way, like I now spoke before we read the article, in the beginning of the article, that the will to receive is placed between us. And we, each one of us, wants to come out of himself towards the other. There, in the common will to receive, where both of us, or in the ten, we're all writing our will to receive, then there we can discover the area where the...
What needs to be done when we discover the will to receive, but that doesn't turn into a call for help to the Creator?
Again,
what do you do when the will to receive is revealed, but it doesn't become a plea for help to the Creator?
I guess you don't see it as the enemy. You don't see it as the disturbance that is hindering you from reaching the Creator, reaching the upper world, spirituality. You don't discover that the will to receive is truly deflecting you in such a way, obstructing you from reaching wholeness, eternity, bestowal. Well, here along the way, you have to scrutinize many discernments and give them the right characteristic, the right depiction, the correct feeling, and the right name, so that you will know that for you, on the path, your will to receive should become replaced, should become bad, and the will to bestow, that you'll be able to do it, should become good, so that you will start yearning for the will to bestow, and you will want to run away from the will to receive. This is called the Exodus, the escape from Egypt, and reaching the land of Israel. As much as you hate more and more your will to receive, your ego, your thoughts about yourself, and as much as you love more and you connect to the will to bestow, to love of others, connection between the friends, gradually, as you feel how you're leaving this one and entering that one, from your egoistic desire, from thoughts about yourself and how to constantly make it more comfortable and better for yourself and to be enclosed within yourself, how you run away from it, how you disconnect from it, how you understand and feel that you have to come out of it into a desire to bestow, a desire to love others, to feel the other as more than you, more important than you, etc. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. Well, friends, this is what it means by the Exodus from Egypt. So, I'm suggesting to you, start to give yourselves an emotional interpretation, emotional, of what does it mean to come out of Egypt from our ego and to enter the land of Israel, a desire that is aimed towards bestowal, towards love of others, the love of the Creator.
Love, in what manner is the vessel revealed? Importance. The connection with others becomes more and more important to me compared to being simply enclosed within myself. Like that, we can, for the time being, later we will have more more accurate discernment. But for the time being, the extent to which I feel that others become more important to me than myself, or feeling something more important than myself, at least anything, that is a sign of advancement. Accordingly, I can measure the the extent to which I'm becoming more distant to this from this world, even though I'm still in it, and the extent to which the spiritual world becomes more important to me, which is love of others, bestowal, the connection between us, that ultimately becomes more important to me than myself. That's the meaning of crossing the boundary between Israel, between Egypt and Israel. The Red Sea is the final border. Where you cross it, there's no coming back. Until that point, there is always a risk. Something which is a bit new.
Thus, the Creator deliberately made them unable to overcome, so they would have kelim vessels. It follows that the hardening of the heart was done to Pharaoh in order to make room for a need for the upper lights. If they did not have hard work, they would not have the need for the great lights.
Meaning that it's not enough for us to discover that we cannot overcome our ego, our will to receive. It's not enough that we discover that we're made entirely of ego, and there is nothing to us but for the egoistic desire. We must also discover that we're incapable of correcting our ego by ourselves, and also that we must bend and bow and subdue ourselves so as to ask the Creator to correct it, to fix it. So there are many more discernments, one atop another, which we need to discover throughout our struggle with the egoistic desire, our struggle with our nature. First of all, to discover where it is, who it is, who he is, where exactly I discover him, meaning it's not an egoistic desire that I want to drink a cup of coffee right now. Yes? That's not what it's about. The issue is that I want to discover him and to correct him. And here on the path, there are many discernments until I annul myself, annul my ego. And it's not just that I annul it. I make it more pronounced in front of the Creator. I also subjugate myself, submit to the Creator, so that the Creator will fix it for me. So there's very serious, great surrender, submission towards the Creator. He arranged all these stages in such a way where when I come to the correction, when I reach it, I'm entirely subjugated. I just poured myself in front of the Creator in every way with all the discernments that need to be discovered in the will to receive. The Creator, when he created our will to receive, To begin with, he created such discernments in it from himself. He inverted himself. It's like a thing in its opposite. Patritza and matritza, right? It's a complete copy of the Creator. Everything that exists in the Creator exists within me, but in an opposite form. And I need to discover this opposite form until I discover it to its in its entirety, rather.
He needs to ask, is it correct?
Yeah, the main thing is to ask, the plea. The fact that the person is connecting himself to the Creator, that is the main thing. Afterwards, he has to check whether his plea is egoistic, and then it won't get accepted. Or even, it will be accepted in an opposite way, that now the Creator wants to turn him around to the right direction. And this is how we have to see ourselves, to help one another, that we will all together, even if we turn to the Creator correctly, but together, we succeed. And it's written in the Torah that the faraway city cannot be destroyed. Meaning, if there's a city full of wicked people, and they are doing the whatever, I don't know, the worst. But if they are as one, not harming each other, so that's right, the Creator loves the thieves, loves the criminals, not loves them, but because they have unity. The fact that they go with this unity to harm somebody, that's something else. But still, they are in something connected. They have a discernment that we should learn from. We are attacking against their ego, with the general ego, and connecting between us. Otherwise, we won't succeed in breaking him. We won't be able to turn to the Creator to correct it. That's why here we need to have a special kind of work between us.
Di sinistra che si risveglia nel gruppo? Grazie.
אנחנו צריכים להתעלות ממנה.
We need to uplift above it. First of all, we have to go to the right, adhere to be still, love with our eyes shut, just to love. And we're not looking at the friend or whether he's doing good or bad things, but above it, as they say, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears and they shall not hear. Above that, I adhere to the Creator. After I adhere to the Creator, I open my eyes, you know, like this, and a bit I open my ears, and I slowly start correcting reality. Meaning, everything I see in my eyes or my ears, I'll be able to add to my love, to my dvikut with the Creator, gradually. That means that I'm raising my avyut to Him. I'm adding my avyut to Him. In this way, I can ascend on the degrees. As much as I can add avyut into love, I ascend on the degrees. By my avyut, oh, yeah, right. But look, there are two stages.
I'm helpless.
No. Helplessness is good. That's the sons of Israel, aside from the work. It's good that you're helpless, that you lift your hands up and start crying like a baby. That's great. But there are two things here. There's the Gibor, the one who can overcome, and doesn't want to see all the disturbances, all these spies, doesn't want to see him. And there's the Gibor of the Giborim, the hero of the heroes, that can open his eyes a bit and start seeing these disturbances. And he starts connecting these disturbances into the path. You understand? Meaning, not that he just goes halfway around and then he advances towards the Creator, but also the other half, he brings that around and can connect that to the Creator.
What is the other half?
That also the bad things that are revealed in him, he starts appreciating them, that they help him overcome. It's written, a person has to bless the bad like he blesses the good. And even more than he blesses the good, he has to bless the bad. Because specifically with the help of the bad, we can awaken. If I wouldn't have any bad, I'd never come to the Creator. I'd never want to come close to Him. I'd never think of Him. On the contrary, if the Creator would only send us something good, we'd be in this good like babies and beasts, animals, and that's it. We'd never come out of it to a higher degree. He who the Creator loves will prove it. By blows, by suffering, by problems, the Creator shakes us up, and in that way we demand an ascent. First to run away from the evil, like from Egypt, and afterwards to reach the good, the land of Israel. It's not at once, but specifically to turn all that ego that the Creator created the evil inclination, and we turn it into good. By this, we put ourselves as the Creator on a high, big degree, and we become like Him. So there's the Gibol that comes out of the will to receive, and the Gibol of the Giborim that inverts the will to receive to bestow. That is working with the Masach. That's how we work. We'll reach it. Don't worry. It's all before us. Another day and another day. The main thing is how to take advantage of the day. When you're now at home, you have to plow through all these articles that we're learning, to repeat them, to write questions about them, to send the questions. I'm willing to get questions, let's say within an hour during the day, and answer them one by one. Answer every question, please. Do that. Send these questions to Gilad. You know him. He's sitting there between the books, a wise guy, smiling. Send it to him. He will read them to me, and I'll answer them. Let's say we do an hour in the afternoon. Answer them. That's it. But I really recommend to listen to the first lesson from today again, where I mainly put an emphasis that between me and the friends, each one has to reveal the Creator. That's where the Creator is concealed, between me and Him. When we say to connect as one, with one man, one with one heart, it's to find the Creator in the connection. That's why, as much as you feel that you're not close emotionally to the friend, still, in such a way, to the same extent, you are far from the Creator. That's clear, right? And the opposite too. From the love of others to the love of the Creator.
Arvut, is it simply when I have no natural love for the friends, I have to remember that I once promised to love them, or is it not that at all?
You didn't promise it once. You every day try to reach the love to them. Every day. Even if you gather now, Toronto 2, and tell each other, we are trying throughout the day to yearn to love, the connection between you. And you and Igal and who's there? I can't see so good. Everybody. Tony's there, yeah. Looks good. Serious. He doesn't smile. What's up? Okay, thank you. Shoot, we'll do that. Yesterday I had a nice meeting with the women. I'm turning to all the men. You need to pay attention to the women, to give them the materials, to make sure they understand and feel, because with their support we can grow. And I'm saying, give them an honorable place, give them attention, and then we will succeed. Pay attention to the women's group. Way to go, women. I'm very happy.